The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I've said it many times. Liberal progressive ideology is totally, completely a one-way street. It's our way or the highway. We believe in tolerance, inclusion. We believe in love. As long as you agree with us. If you don't agree with us, we don't love you. We don't tolerate you. In fact, we will persecute you. We will get rid of you. You know, it goes back to the three A's that we talk about all the time. Acceptance, advocacy, and the third A is annihilation. If you don't agree with us, we will destroy you. That is liberal left idea, and it's just one way. It's like the whole same-sex thing. A counselor can counsel a teenager to go from heterosexual to homosexual. You know, a heterosexual kid goes to a counselor and says, you know, I don't know whether I even like him or not, but I have had some feelings for the same sex. The counselor can tell that young person, boy or girl, you know, that's probably just the way you are. Why don't you just experiment? Why don't you try it? And, you know, you probably are homosexual. If a counselor does that, they're a hero in the community. If that same young person goes to another counselor and says, you know, I don't even know whether I like it or not. I don't know whether I'm comfortable with it, but a few times I've had some feelings about same-sex attraction. If that counselor says, well, you know, maybe it's very possible that this is just a part of growing up and sexual confusion. Let's look at this. And, you know, you were born a boy or you were born a girl, and this is probably a temporary thing. And let me help you get clarity on that. In many cities across America, that counselor could go to jail. So you can go from heterosexual to homosexual, but you cannot go from homosexual to heterosexual. Oh, no. That's conversion therapy. It's one way. It is our way, according to the liberal left. Here's another illustration, and this is sad. Drew Brees, I don't know Drew Brees, never met him, I'm sure I never will, the outstanding quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, and an outspoken Christian, by the way. But I say this with great sadness. He has a problem with courage. And here's why I say that. Several months ago, in fact, it's probably been almost a year ago, Focus on the Family asked Drew Brees to do a video promoting Take Your Bible to School Day. Every year, Focus on the Family supports this movement called Take Your Bible to School. They set a date every year, and they just encourage kids, hey, take a Bible with you to school. Drew Brees recorded a short video. Hey, the Bible's been great in my life, and I encourage you to take your Bible to school. Well, he was condemned. Oh, my goodness, the news media went absolutely crazy because it was Focus on the Family, and Focus on the Family is hate mongers. They're not, obviously. But Drew Brees apologized. Instead of telling the news media, hey, guys, take a walk. Our country was built on biblical principles. Of course I stand for the Bible. I'm not apologizing because I encourage young people to take a Bible to school. Get lost. Get out of here. Instead, he issued an apology. Do you remember that? It's happened again. Drew Brees was asked about all of this that's going on right now. How is that going to affect the NFL when they finally get back to playing? How are you going to respond if there's more people kneeling during the national anthem? That was the question of Drew Brees. And here's what he said, and I am quoting exactly what he said. Quote, "I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America, our country." He added that when he looked at the flag and stood with his hand over his heart during the anthem at games, he envisioned his grandfathers who fought in World War II. Now he went on and said, quote, "Is everything right in our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart, it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better. And that we are all a part of the solution." That's the complete quote. I read it verbatim. The liberal left has flipped out. Absolutely freaked out because he said, "I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America, our country." He says, "Hey, when I stand there with my hand over my heart, I think of my grandfathers who fought in World War II." He immediately went on and said, "Hey, is everything right in our country? No, we got a long way to go. But when we stand there, we are united. And we're determined to do better and find solutions and so forth." Well, the liberal left went crazy because he supported standing for the flag. What in the world is wrong with that? Now, when Colin Kaepernick took the opposite position, now hang with me. My point is the liberal left is one way. You either agree or you're destroyed. You are not allowed to have an opinion that's different from ours. When Colin Kaepernick knelt, he was a hero. Nike gave him millions of dollars. Posters were put up all across America because he knelt. He was a hero of the liberal left. Well, Colin Kaepernick has a right to kneel if he wants to. And it's interesting, most people on the right said, "Yeah, we don't agree." Most of the football players, even the owners in the NFL, said, "Well, we don't agree, but hey, if he wants to do that, that's okay." Because that's what most conservatives do. So players, commentators, politicians began screaming, yelling, shouting against Drew Brees because he dared to say he supported standing for the flag. LeBron James let loose on him. Michael Thomas, a wide receiver on the Saints, let loose on him. Emmanuel Sanders, another Saints wide receiver, let loose on him. Commentators on ESPN let loose on him. Sports writers all over the country condemned him, criticized him. And as a result, Drew Brees has apologized. He said, quote, "In speaking with some of you, it breaks my heart to know the pain I have caused. Those words have become divisive and hurtful and have misled people into believing that somehow I'm an enemy. This is where I stand. I stand with the black community in the fight against systemic racial injustice and police brutality and support the creation of real policy chains that will make a difference." I don't have any problem with that. There are changes that need to be made, and we should stand with the black community and any community. But why in the world would he apologize for honoring the flag of the United States? Why? Because it's a one-way street. If Drew Brees was a liberal, if he was an atheist, and he made some outrageous comment, the news media, the liberal left, sports stars would stand with him. But that's not the way it is. I pulled off my shelf a couple of days ago Fox's Book of Martyrs. If you haven't read it, you need to. And today I was reading afresh the story of Latimer and Ridley, two men in the 1500s that stood against the church of their day. They were told that they had to proclaim the Pope as the head of the church. They refused. They had to renounce salvation by grace through faith alone. They would not. They were given opportunity after opportunity to apologize for their biblical stance. They refused. And they were burned alive at the stake and proclaimed it was a privilege to die for the truth. All they had to do was apologize. That's all they had to do. They didn't even have to believe their own apology. All they had to do was recant. They would not. Where are the Latimers and Ridleys today? You know, I can respect a liberal. I can respect a progressive. If they believe something and truly believe it as a conviction, I may not agree with them, but I respect them. I have a hard time respecting anyone who refuses to stand for their convictions.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I keep wanting to move past this, and I just saw this article again that just, it breaks my heart. The death of George Floyd breaks my heart. To be honest, I don't want to see the video again. I've seen it more than enough. I don't want to see it again. It's heart-wrenching as he's crying out, "Let me live, I can't breathe." And then as he cries out for his mother, it's indefensible what happened to him. And I think a large memorial service is appropriate. But then I see this story. Most of you have heard, I would hope, of the death of David Dorn. David Dorn was 77 years old when he was killed in cold blood in front of a pawn shop. Retired St. Louis police officer. He was on the St. Louis police office police force for many years, and then he was the chief of police from a very small Missouri community. And then he retired, and he has a friend in St. Louis that owns a pawn shop. And just because they're friends and because of his police background, he has agreed to respond to burglar alarms down at the pawn shop. Well, last week, 2:30 a.m., the burglar alarm goes off. David Dorn, 77 years old, husband, father, grandfather, responds because it's his friend's pawn shop. And when he gets there, he is met with a bunch of looters. And we don't know exactly what happened, but the end result was he was shot in cold blood and left to die on the sidewalk in front of the pawn shop. A black retired police officer. There is a video, as there's a video of everything now. A bystander is filmed telling Dorn, stay with me, as his life is flowing out of him on the sidewalk in front of the pawn store, and he died. He was pronounced dead at the scene. My honest question, black man killed. Where is Al Sharpton? Where is Joe Biden? Where are the demonstrations for this dear man? I am not in any way diminishing the tragedy of the death of George Floyd, not in any way, shape, or form. But here is my point again. The value of a person's life is not determined by who they were, but by who killed them. Literally, in our culture and our society, as upside down and inside out as it is, the value of someone's life is not determined by the life they lived, the family that they had, what they accomplished. Their value is determined by who killed them. It should not be that way. That's why a few people are mourning the 27 black people killed in Chicago over 5 days. The last 5 days, 27 killed. But they weren't killed by a person that would make their life valuable. David Dorn, 77 years old, had served his community most of his life, loving, caring man, public servant. There will be no memorial service with thousands of people. It will not be broadcast live on TV. And Al Sharpton will not show up. Just something to think about.